Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michaela. How may I help you?
Hi, Michaela. My name's Eric, and I'm calling on from S&T Bank, and I'm calling on behalf of a mutual customer of ours. I believe they signed up for a trial, but they're trying to dispute the charge, and I was just wondering if you could help me out with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what can I give you that would help?
The postal code.
Postal code? Okay. That would be 15801.
All right, give me one moment.
No problem.
Okay, and can I have the first and last name?
Yeah, it was under Brenda Hook.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay. Because I was going to say, too, if this helps you, she said on this dispute that she agreed to two smaller transactions on April 24th,
Yes, sir.
which is what makes me realize that she did the free trial. That's why I'm calling, because I'm trying to
Okay.
decline it here, but.
Yeah, give me one moment. It's
Yeah.
loading. I do have her account pulled up. I'm just waiting on the
Okay.
information. This has been moving slow here all morning.
No, that's all right. I know how that is.
Okay, we're still waiting.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'm still waiting. It's gotten pretty far this time, so okay, here we go. Yes, I do see here on the 24th of April, she was charged the shipping and handling, which would be $7.97 for the Smart Fitness watch. Give me one moment, look at the
Okay.
details. Okay. Okay, yes. I see the shipping and handling. And there was another charge
Okay.
for $19.98, and it
Okay.
says for a replacement for straps, so for the band for the watch.
Okay. Four straps. Okay. So she did like a $7.97 free trial and a $19.98, I mean.
And then
And
it.
then, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, you go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. I was gonna say, did so. When did she need to like cancel, or how does that work?
It's a 14-day free trial.
Okay.
Yes. So after the 14 days, then it does turn around and bill the retail amount of the
Which
products.
would have been the $64.87 and the $69.87. 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what, do you have the date on that for when the trial ended? Sorry, I'm trying to do math in my head, but.
I don't, but it says it started on the 24th, so let me try to count that for you.
No, that's okay. I was looking through. I'm like, oh, man. April, so that's 6. So she would have essentially needed to cancel by the 8th of May.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. May 8th. I'm surprised I could do that math. Okay, and then do we have, like, a tracking number that proves that the customer received this merchandise?
Okay, yes. Give me one moment.
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to get that for you. There should be 3. So hold on.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
No problem.
Okay. I do have the tracking number.
Okay.
Do you want the full tracking number?
Yes, please.
All right. It'll be 9202875500545192.
Perfect. Okay. And you said there were 2 other ones, right?
Yes. Give me one moment.
No problem. Like I said, this just helps because then I can deny her because I always find it interesting when they say, no, I've never done this. And then I'm like, no, you definitely did.
Okay. Yeah. The other two are showing the same tracking number.
Oh, same tracking number?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Then I already have that. So I should be good to go. And I'm going to go ahead and actually decline this dispute since she did authorize that and receive merchandise. However, is there any way, since the customer is filing a chargeback, that we can cancel the subscription, or do I need to have them call?
You would have to have them call and cancel.
Mm-hmm. No, that's no problem. I will send them a letter declining the dispute and recommend that they reach out to you guys to cancel any further charges.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Michaela. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.